שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכנס קבלה לעם העולמי שיערך בניו ג'רזי.
We're in the World Kabbalah Convention, lesson on the World Kabbalah Convention in New Jersey, number 6. We will read excerpts on the topic of signing the Arvut in the 10. As always, you can ask questions on Kabbalah TV. Relevant questions may be aired.
Resembling the Creator, which is the goal of creation, that can be done only from us correcting what was purposely prepared in the shattering of the soul, in the sin of the tree of knowledge, of the sin of Adam Harishon. That the parts of the kli were made, that same single kli of the soul, and those same parts which are not connected and even contradicting, opposite to it, one another, we need to collect them, to connect them, and to rebuild that same soul. In this reconstruction of it, we're moving from small scale to a greater and greater scale. Greater meaning more precise, because we always build 10 sefirot. Only it starts off with approximately 10 sefirot, then it becomes more precise and more precise and more, etc. And in the degrees, in the sulam, which is called the ladder of degrees, there we build these parts. It's the same 10 sefirot, only they accumulate, they connect in a way that is tighter and more precise. Until they become the original 10 sefirot, the first Havaya. The general force of existence of the 10 sefirot is called Arvut. Just like in the human body, let's say the ideal body, then all the systems, all the parts, all the cells, they need to be in harmony, in mutual connection between one another. And this can be only on the condition that every part knows, understands, recognizes, is aware of the rest of the parts. This general law of existence of the integral system is called Arvut. Of course, the connection of these parts from degree to degree towards the 125 degrees, these connections become more complex, more internal. That's how it works. However, the beginning of the work, it starts with the fact that we take upon ourselves that it is correct, that we do have shattered vessels, 10 parts of that same Havaya, of that same 10, and we need to begin to connect them according to the condition of Arvut, each one for the others. Not egoistically, one for the others, but here it's different. Rabash, he tells us about this, that each one needs to make himself small with respect to the others, and to make great in another way, and to include himself in the others, and to pray for them, and to feel himself responsibility for them all, to see everyone as a replica of him, and accordingly to advance through various conditions. So, the law called Arvut is simply a general law of all of nature. If not for our corrupted view, which is distorted by our ego, we would see the system the Creator created as Havaya, as Ensof, ideal, that all of these parts are connected to one another, working as one. That's why the condition to receiving the Torah, to advancing in the ladder, to even entering the ladder, that is the condition of Arvut. Without it, as it's written in the actual Torah, are you ready for this? If you are ready for the condition of Arvut, to start realizing this, to start acquiring it, to start organizing it, then go ahead, that's what the Torah was given for. And then you'll get the light that reforms, that it will do that. You only need to be prepared for the condition of Arvut, inclusion, mutual connection, in a way that everyone will be in one system as one. We've learned this, and all of the Torah, all in all, expresses that condition of Arvut in all its different forms and all different conditions, demands in forms which are higher, more precise, from one degree to the next. Therefore, what we've learned, what we were in the previous degree on the condition of Arvut, because that's the main thing that we attain, even unconsciously, without our awareness, that's the essence of every degree, every state and state. When we attain, we have then attained something, and we fall. We lose that state of the connection of the Arvut, and as if we start anew. Because all of the same conditions, manners, laws that we have attained on that previous degree, and it was clear to us that that's how it should be and that it's correct. Now, on a higher resolution, on the fact that we are now going to build Arvut in a more precise way, that raises us to new conditions that we're not familiar with. And it seems to us that we're starting anew, as if we weren't there. And we actually weren't, because every time it's a new degree. And a sign of advancement is that everything from the past is deleted, and one starts from the beginning. And that's a difficulty in our work. There are many of them. The sermons in spirituality which are opposite of corporeality, we're not used to them. That's why it's very confusing and it weakens us, because we still want to see the similarities between them, the parallel lines between corporeal and spiritual development, and it doesn't happen. So we need to strengthen the Arvut at every moment, every state, and to see in it, all the laws of the Torah, all the laws of reality, of the spiritual reality. That is our work. And from Arvut, we can understand these laws of love thy friend as thyself, and more, the lessons of connection, that the condition of Arvut is a general one. And what comes of it is love thy friend as thyself. This is the complete and great Arvut. And all the rest of the conditions of the laws are connections between the shattered soul that we need to collect and collect and collect more and more and more from the first degree, which we gathered, we collected. We saw that it works. It disappeared. This form disappears. Then we start from the beginning in the form of Arvut that is required to us on a higher level. It's like we've done nothing so far. It's similar to what we learned, that there was development on the level of the still, and then suddenly from that, it developed into the level of the vegetative. The vegetative is a result of the still, but it has no connection to it. And then from the degree of vegetative developed the degree of animate. That it starts from nothing. It's a new form of life. It's new life. And that's how it develops. That's how we are. So we need to understand that Arvut is our goal, and it is also our work. That's what we are working on. And all of the laws that we keep, that we want to keep, we will keep them. They are components of that same law called mutual guarantee. Okay? Are there questions? No. Okay, good. So let's continue. This is exactly the topic of lesson 6.
We're reading from lesson number 6, signing the Arvut in the 10. We're in excerpt number 8. This one is from the Arvut, item 17. This is to speak of the Arvut, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure, expressed in the words, love thy friend as thyself. This means that each and every one in Israel would take it upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, and to satisfy all their every needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. And once the whole nation unanimously agreed, we shall do and we shall hear, each member of Israel became responsible that nothing shall be missing from any other member of the nation. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could keep the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers who were standing ready to provide for him.
600,000 is a complete measure of the kli, of the general kli. It's like 10 sefirot, it's like 10 parts. It's like, all in all, it's me and my 9 friends. That too is called 600,000. And if we, all of us, ask for a correction, which is of course not upon us, but only the upper light, which it shattered everything in its plan, and its plan is also to correct us, it's aimed for it, it's capable of it only if we ask together, to an extent that the shattered kli is able to ask mutually, then the upper light feels this deficiency called the raising of man, and it corrects it, it connects us to a 10, to 600,000, together, and that is how we attain the degree of Arvut. There are many questions here. The main question here is, what does it mean that we need to agree, that everyone will agree unanimously with one, that this correction happens? What is required from us in this unanimous agreement? Let's read again the excerpt. Please.
Excerpt number 8 once again. This is to speak of the Arvut, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure, expressed in the words, love thy friend as thyself. Because that's the only reason why the Torah was given. The upper light shines only in order to connect everyone together. So if they have a deficiency for that, the upper light can bestow and actualize the deficiency. But if there's no deficiency for Arvut, for this connection, then what Torah do they have? They don't have no Torah.
לדאוג ולעבוד בעד כל אחד מחברי האומה למלות כל
that each one from Israel would take it upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation and to satisfy all their every needs no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. And once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we shall do and we shall hear, each member of Israel became responsible that nothing shall be missing from any other member of the nation. And only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could keep the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers who were standing ready to provide for him.
It is written, meaning that if they then demand the Arvut, they become worthy for receiving the Torah and not otherwise. In other words, every other question, every other request that we raise won't receive any response from above. Because from above, the upper light called Torah is aimed only on towards a deficiency for connection among the members of the group. It's simple. There is the shattering, and there is the correction that is going to take place through the deficiency from below and the force of connection from above. Why in our mutual guarantee, in our Arvut that we keep, do we become free? As it's written, through this Arvut that we keep, then every individual is freed from the nation, from his own personal needs, and he can keep love thy friend as thyself to its fullest extent. What does this Arvut give each and every one? Go ahead. Why is that called to be free? That feeling that 600,000 people are standing there and they're doing everything for me. It's as if it's... What is that egoistic solution? Go ahead. Is there...
Where are we with regards to the condition of Arvut? Where is our 10 with respect to carrying out the condition of Arvut? What do we think of in the meantime? How it seems to us to the extent that we can digest this condition. Certainly, going forward, there will be more and more severe conditions. Go ahead. So where are we at?
to include, to incorporate.
Item 9, this is from Rav Asher's article, What is Preparation for Reception of the Torah? It is written, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. We must understand what is a mountain. The word mountain, har, comes from the word hilhulim, contemplations, which is man's intellect. Anything that is in the intellect is regarded as in potential. Afterward, it can expand into actual fact. Accordingly, we can interpret. And the Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain as the thought and intellect of man, meaning that the Creator informed all the people that the inclination of man is evil from his youth. After the Creator informed them in potential, meaning at the top of the mountain, that which was in potential expanded in actual fact. For this reason, the people came to actually feel, and everyone now sensed the need for the Torah. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. Now they said that through actually feeling that they were forced to accept the Torah, meaning without choice, since they saw that if they received the Torah, they would have delight and pleasure, and if not, there it would be their burial. Again, it is written, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. We must understand what is a mountain. The word mountain, har, comes from the word hilhulim, contemplations, which is man's intellect. Anything that is in the intellect is regarded as in potential. Afterward, it can expand into actual fact. Accordingly, we can interpret, and the Lord came down on Mount Sinai, to the top of the mountain, as the thought and intellect of man, meaning that the Creator informed all people that the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. After the Creator informed them in potential, meaning at the top of the mountain, that which was in potential expanded in actual fact. For this reason, the people came to actually feel, and everyone sensed, the need for the Torah. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. And now they said that through actually feeling that they were forced to accept the Torah, meaning without choice, since they saw that if they received the Torah, they would have delight and pleasure. And if not, there would be their burial place.
What contemplations do we have in keeping the condition of Arvut? That as soon as we want it, we want to keep it immediately, the light comes and it arranges this connection. So, what contemplations do we have to...
Rav, how can we envision to ourselves that any problem from little to great in all of reality is only solved by the... It's examples. What's a convention? What's...
Rav. So, if we now take this law, that everything depends on the Arvut, on the connection between us. Like in the human body, all the diseases are because of lack of order, lack of connection between the different parts, between different systems. So, how do we, in practice, from this moment and onwards, how do we want to keep the law of Arvut, the condition of Arvut, with respect to every single issue that arises, every challenge that arises in life, corporeal, spiritual, doesn't matter, and by that, wanting to correct the world. How can we do that? It has nothing else to do, not to study, nothing else, only to keep that condition. That's it. Go ahead.
What's happening with love?
This condition to keep is very simple, to raise man. Right? If there is some kind of lack of order in the system, then immediately we need to get together to raise man and to ask for what? That we have such a connection that every problem that is now revealed will be solved. Well, and on the contrary, instead of it, we will feel an ascent. So how can this be done? In practice. We don't need to do anything else in life, nothing. From this moment onwards, we don't study, we don't connect in any other forms, only like this.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead. Nerves, this thing. Of course we want it.
The condition of receiving the Erev Rut is very sharp. Either we receive it, or this will be your burial place. There's no third place here, third thing here, just leave me alone and that's it. No, because the goal of creation obligates you to reach the following of the condition of Arvut, connection as one kli. So what does it mean? This will be your burial place, that we advance, but in a different way. In due time, but we still advance. It's a longer path through many suffering and problems until a person recognizes that it's because he doesn't follow the condition of Arvut, and then he goes back to it after all. All right, let's read.
Excerpt number 10. Rabash, Volume 2, Letter 42. It is written, and the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. It follows. We should understand how could they be as one man with one heart, since we know what our sages said, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they all annul themselves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
Again,
it is written, and the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. We should understand, how could they be as one man with one heart, since we know what our sages said, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, If they all annul themselves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
Where is the Creator's place in the condition of Arvut?
Please.
Where is the Creator's place?
You only need to reveal that.
Rav, what is the connection between this and none else besides Him? What is the connection between the system and our food? And
yep, what else can I say about this?
Excerpt number 11 from the writings of Rabash, from the article All Israel Have a Portion in the Next World. About Abraham and Abimelech, it is written, and they both made a covenant. Baal HaSulam asked, if both men know that it is beneficial for them to love each other, why should they make a covenant? Why is it helpful to do this, as if they were signing a contract? And what can we learn from it? And he answered, it is beneficial since by making a covenant they understand that there may come a time when something would cause a division between them. For this reason they make a covenant now, so that just as now, when the love between them is present, this covenant should be observed, even though afterwards there may arise other circumstances that could cause division, yet the covenant that they have made will stand forever. This covenant, therefore we must declare that if later on circumstances do arise to bring division between them, they must say that each one of them should go above reason and should not pay attention to reason, but only walk above reason. This is the only way to keep the covenant and avoid the division between them.
Rav, how do we see this covenant, this brit, as necessary for the keeping arvut? And what exactly do we need to sign on? What clauses do there need to be in this contract, in this of the brit? Seemingly contract, doesn't matter.